Praise the Lord. Tonight we'll be speaking starting in 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 13. And the name of the message is Effectual Working. And tonight we're going to be talking about how the Word of God works in our life. So many of us, oftentimes, we fall short of obtaining the promises of God, or we waver, or we have doubts. And the Bible speaks that the Word of God works to those that believe. There's an effectual working in those that believe. But those that come to God must believe He is God. You must believe that the Word of God is the Word of God in order for it to be effective. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for teaching, instruction. But if you don't believe it, that it's the Word of God, if you don't mix it with faith, it won't profit you. They couldn't enter in to the promised land because they didn't mix the message that they heard with faith. And you can't enter into your rest. You can't enter into the promises. You see? And so it's just imperative that you believe. He that doubts receives nothing from the Lord. And oftentimes we believe God, we believe God, and then something, trials come, problems come, and we begin to waver. We begin to look at the waves like Peter. Jesus said, "Come to me." And Peter, he's got his eyes, he gets out of the boat, he's looking at Jesus. But the waves come. The waves are always going to come. The storms are always going to come. But we got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and fixed on His promises. You know, it talks about the patriarchs and that they, some of them died not receiving the promises, but they were persuaded that they were true. Oftentimes, because the promises don't come to pass in a certain situation, God's will is not to answer that promise at that time, or maybe ever. You see, we pray and we believe according to His will. It's according to His will. And oftentimes when people, things don't happen in their own time, then they doubt and they believe God's word isn't true. But 1 Thessalonians 2:13, effectual working, not effectual calling, effectual work. How does the Word of God work in our life? They wandered in the desert for 40 years. A lot of people wander. But God gives them promises. They waver. They have unbelief. They don't inherit. So then they begin to wander. And they're wandering in that desert for a long time. Some of them never enter into that rest, because they don't mix it with faith. An evil heart of unbelief. Unbelief is an evil thing. You see? And so let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Effectual working. It's really about faith. It's about the promises of God, believing it, obeying it. Don't doubt it. You want the Word of God to work effectually in your life. Believe it, obey it, don't doubt it, and don't add to it, don't take from it. That's what the Word of God teaches us. You know, we'll go to Revelation in the first chapter, the third verse, but it talks about, blessed is he that reads this and that believes it and keeps it. You see, you got to read it. You got to believe it is the Word of God. You see, for those that come to God must believe that He is God. The Word of God makes you wise unto salvation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. You see, from beginning, all Scripture is given by, it's an essential for salvation. I've never met a Christian that does not believe the Bible is not the Word of God. You're not a Christian if you don't believe the Bible is not the Word of God. Everyone that I've ever met that is born again and that is a true Christian that I've ever met believes this is inspired by God. And there's so many people out there, they believe parts of the Bible. You see? Oh, hell's not real. But they twist, they turn, it won't profit you. They twist and turn the Scriptures to fit what it is they believe. Vain worship. Teachings of men. It's an empty, worthless worship. Empty, worthless faith if it's not in the Word of God. You see, you can't add to it, you can't take from it. It will not profit you. You see? Let's read 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And here the cause for thanksgiving unto God, when the word of God is being preached, but people are believing it. They're receiving it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth. This is true. What I'm telling you today is the word of God. Line upon line, precept upon precept. What I'm telling you is not from me. What I'm telling you is in the scripture. What I'm telling you is line upon line. It is the word of God. And for this message to profit you today, you have to believe it is the word of God. You see? Which effectually works in those that believe. Hallelujah. It doesn't do you any good. Unless you see, first they believed. They give great thanks because they believed it wasn't the word of man, but the word that they heard from Paul. They believed it was the word of God. Amen? And there's as it is in truth, it is true. You see, the word of God. As what he's saying, this is true. What it is true, this is the word of God. And it will profit you if you believe. You see, men did great exploits, great things, because they believed the word of God. Let's go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses 32 through 34. This is the hall of faith. People that did great things for God, great exploits. Shook kings and shut the mouths of lions, they said. Subdued nations. Great things, because they believed the word of God. Moses parched the Red Sea because God told him to stretch out the staff over the water. You see, you have to believe it. What he's saying is the word of God, but then you also got to obey it. You see, faith has to be mixed with faith. I mean, faith has to be mixed with obedience. They're married. Faith without works is what? Dead. Faith without obedience, it's what he's saying, James 1:17, faith without obedience is dead. You see? By faith, Abraham obeyed. I'll show you my faith by my obedience. If you say you love Jesus and you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar. The truth is not in you. You see that? You must obey. And these men obeyed. They believed God, but they obeyed God. That may be Samson. But what more shall I say? For what time would tell me of Gideon, of Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and of the prophets, through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. That's what faith really does. That works in the word of God. Effectual working. If the word of God is going to work for you. You see, it strengthens you. In your weakness, you believe the word of God, you'll find strength to go forward. And it's not easy in your trials. But only believe, Jesus said, and you should behold the glory of God. You'll see, but you must believe that the word that is in between these pages is inspired by God. It's profitable for teaching instruction. It benefits you. Amen? It has to be obeyed though. You see? It has to be obeyed. Women received their dead, raised to life. Others, not accepting deliverance that they might have a better resurrection. You see, they believed the gospel message that Christ died. He's buried, he's raised from the dead. And so they're willing to suffer and give their lives, believing they'll have a better resurrection. The life to come. Eternity. You see, and it's just so important. But these men believed the promises, yea and amen, of God. They're yea and amen. They are yes. They're going to, that he will do what he says he's going to do. Amen?
Amen.
But listen, let's look at Hebrews 11. 11 verse 8. By faith, when Abraham was called to go out to a place which he should not receive after for an... By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. You see that? And he went out not knowing where he was going. But he obeyed. He believed what God said. He believed God was God. And believed he was able to do what he said he would do. And he obeyed. Faith obeys. You see? Jesus... Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. But he just doesn't quote it. And even believing is not enough. You see, you must obey it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
By faith, Abraham obeys. Even the devils believe and tremble. But the difference is they don't do what God says. They don't obey. You must obey. Real faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Noah was moved. He believed what God said. That he was. That's how effectual working, how the Word of God works in our life, and how we obtain salvation. We hear, we believe, we're saved. You see, he heard God say that judgment was coming. He heard God tell him to move, build an ark, and move with reverence and fear of God. He obeyed. You see, and he was able to be saved. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. But I show you my faith by my obedience. Grace. So many people, Titus, I believe 2:11, it talks about the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldliness and lust. And that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And what that is saying is that grace is a teacher, but it teaches you to turn from sin and it teaches you to obey. Amen. So many people think grace of God that you don't have to keep God's word, that we're saved by grace and you get a license to sin. Not so. You don't know Jesus, it says, if you don't keep his word. Amen. So the Word of God to effectually work, you got to believe it's God's Word. You got to believe that God is God. And that this Word is God. And then you have to put legs to that faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done by the grace of God. He gives you the ability. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Romans. Now this, let's see. Hallelujah. You know, effectually worketh. What does it, the Word of God, do in our lives? You see? For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the Word of God, which you heard of us, you receive it. You got to share the Word of God. That's how people get saved. You receive the Word of God, which you heard of us, not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh. You see? What are the effects? How does it effectually work in our lives? What are the profits of faith and believing the Word of God and obeying the Word of God? Go to Romans 15 verse 4. Romans 15 4. Effectually worketh in them. How does it work? This verse will give us, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, the Word of God, were written for our learning. It helps us learn. You see? It helps us grow. Knowledge. It gives us wisdom. The Holy Scriptures, 2 Timothy 3:15, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. You see? It helps us learn. So it says right here, the Scriptures... for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. The Scriptures comfort. That's how it works. It gives you comfort when you're going through a very difficult time. It gives you hope. You see, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The Scripture gives us hope for a better day. Hope of eternal life. You see? It gives you wisdom. It gives you knowledge. The Scripture, I have more understanding. Psalm 119 verse 99 than all my teachers, because thy testimonies are my meditation. I have more understandings than the ancient because I keep thy precepts. So it goes from having more understanding than your teachers to more understanding than all the wise men, the ancients, the wisest people that ever lived. That I keep the precepts. First, it's meditating on the precepts. But it's not just enough to believe them. It's not just enough to think about them. You have to put legs, remember? I have more understanding than all the ancients because I keep thy precepts. See, it makes you wise. It gives you understanding. It teaches. The scriptures will teach you how to be saved. Effectually worketh. It gives you hope. It helps you grow. It helps you learn. It gives you wisdom. Knowledge of salvation comes by hearing the Word of God. Amen? The blessings. He gives His Holy Spirit to those that obey Him. You see? But it's not just enough to believe. Even the devils believe and tremble. Amen? It's not enough. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Trust. The promises. Rest. You see, they entered into the how do you enter into that rest? That peace, you see? It's by hearing the Word of God and believing the Word of God and acting upon the Word of God. See, they didn't enter into the promised land. They heard it, but they didn't mix it with faith. And then they didn't believe that God could give them the land. And so they wandered. And a lot of people wandered just simply because they won't believe and then they won't put legs to it. Your faith is going to be tested. It's going to be tried. Turn back to Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Coming short of the promises it talks about. You see, the promise, the Word of God, effectually works in those that believe to enter into your rest, wisdom. The Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise through being born again of the incorruptible Word of God. It cannot fail, the Word of God. It cannot be changed. It cannot be altered. He always keeps His Word. It's impossible for God to lie. My covenant, He does not break His covenant. My covenant will I not break, nor alter that which goes out of my mouth. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's settled. It's not going to be changed. It's not going to be altered. It's something you can trust in and rely on is the Word of God. But if you don't believe it, and then you don't put legs and do what He says, you see, you won't inherit that promise. It won't work for you. It effectually, I'm going to say this probably 100 times, it effectually worketh in those that believe. You must believe in the face of all adversity. You see, you can't walk by sight. You have to walk by faith. Amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:7. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And this is, that's what this, you see, let's start with Hebrews 3:17. But with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom he sware they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Oh my. If you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, only believe. Don't harden your heart against the Word of God. Amen? But that they could not enter in because of unbelief. You see? Let us therefore, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left unto us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You see, they didn't enter into their rest. They didn't enter into the promised lands. They wandered in the desert. Their children inherited the promise. They did not, because of unbelief, they did not mix what they heard with faith. You see that? And somewhere it calls it an evil heart of unbelief. Oh my. But with whom was he grieved? You see? They will not enter, but to them that believe not. Amen. Glory be to God. The promises. Yea and amen. They couldn't. Why couldn't they enter in? Why? You see, because they walked by sight and not by faith. Oh, there's giants in the land. Oh, the Amorites are in the land. The Canaanites are in the land. The land is a harsh land. You see, go to Numbers 13. I believe it's Numbers. Yeah, Numbers 13, 26 through 33. It's the same with Peter. Why did Peter sink? Jesus said, "Come to me." You see? But he didn't believe him. He saw the waves, he heard the roaring of the sea and saw, and he's walking by sight. We have to walk by faith in what God has promised. Not what we see, not what we feel. It's only going to effectually work in you if you walk by faith. Don't look at what you see. Don't look in the mirror. Don't look at yourself. Look at God, the author, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look unto Him. Numbers chapter 13, verse 26 through 23. Genesis and Leviticus, Numbers. Here we go. This is awesome. You see, the word they heard didn't profit them. They had an evil heart of unbelief. If today, if you hear His voice, you see, only believe. If you hear His voice, if He's made you a promise, and it's biblical, and He's made you hold on, no matter what you see, no matter what anyone says, only believe God. It's impossible for Him to lie. You should gather the information and all you can about a situation or a circumstance when you're in it. But it doesn't, even all that, the information, it doesn't take priority over the inner witness of your spirit and the promises of the Word of God. What someone says, or what an expert says, or what man says. It doesn't supersede the promise of God. It doesn't supersede the Spirit bearing witness with your spirit that you are the child of God. You see? And so you have to walk by faith, and not because a promise is going to be given you. You're going to be king, and then you're going to be in front of a giant. Saul tried to kill David for years and years. Do I look like a king, David says? All men are liars, David said. And I believe he's talking about Samuel. And he believed, after he's running around the desert for years and years, that he would never be king. And he probably for a while believed Saul was going to kill him. And he believed Samuel lied to him that one day he'd be king. He said, all men are liars. You see, but do you either believe God's word or you believe what you see? Same with Joseph. He's even trying to get the butler, the cupbearer, to get him out of prison. You see? Do you believe that he gave him a vision? He gave him a dream. You see? That he would be a ruler, and his brothers, his family would bow down to them. You see, that word, the word will try you. Before the word comes to pass, it will try you. Amen? Yeah. It will put you to the test. You see, and that's what God did. He gave Abraham, my God, they had just been delivered from the most powerful nation on the earth through miracles and signs and wonders. You would have believed, you would have thought it would have been no problem for them to go in there and take that land after what they saw God did to Egypt. You see, but just because you see miracles, and it doesn't mean you have faith. And it's going to be put to the test. And they sent out spies into the land. And he did it to test their faith. And they came back with what? An evil report. They didn't believe God. yet must walk by faith and not by sight. Listen to this. And they went. He's talking about the spies. Verse 25 through 33. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh, and brought back the word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we came into the land whither thou sent us, and it is a land that flows with milk and honey. This is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong. See that? That dwell in the land. The cities are walled. See, their eyes are fixed on what they see, not by what God said. We walk by faith. That's awesome. The walls of Jericho, I believe it's Hebrews 11:30, marching around it seven times, God said. And on the seventh day, blow the trumpet, the walls will come down. Do what He says to do. Believe it. Do what He says to do. And the walls will come down. You see, isn't that crazy? Walk around a city for 7 days with walls 40 feet high, so thick you can run a chariot on top of them. You see that? Amen. You must only believe. But listen to them already. Never, the cities are walled, and the cities are very great. Moreover, in the saw the children of Anak, the Amalekites dwell in the land. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea. And Caleb sealed the people and said, let us go up at once and possess it. You see that? For we are well able to overcome it. But then the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people. They are stronger than we, dear God. And they brought up an evil report of the land that they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land though through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people we saw in it are great stature, and there are the giants. We saw the giants, the sons of Anak, and we are grasshoppers in their sight. You see, they're looking in the mirror at themselves. We're grasshoppers. Don't look at yourself. The cities are walled. The inhabitants are stronger. Don't look at the inhabitants. Don't look at the giants. God is bigger than them all. Amen? He just had delivered them from the most powerful nation on earth. See how quickly people forget? Oftentimes people say, oh, if I could just see a miracle, I'd believe. That's not so. Look at the children of Israel. They saw miracle after miracle after miracle. They still didn't believe. That's because some are ordained to salvation and others aren't. But if you want rest, you want to inherit the promises, you want to be victorious, don't look at yourself. Get your eyes off your problems. Get your eyes off the giants. And the devil's going to bring all these things to your mind. You got to stay in the Word of God. You got to know the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. You got to believe the Word of God. You can't walk by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. They did not enter in to the rest, to the peace, to the promises of God. Right? Because they were looking at their problems. They were looking at the giants. They weren't looking at Jesus. Look to Jesus. He's bigger than your problems. It's sin. Amen. Jeremiah 23, can anyone hide himself that I may not see him, saith the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth? He's everywhere. He's so big. Our God is so big that He fills heaven and earth. Get your eyes off your problem. Get your eyes off a man. Get your eyes mostly off yourself. We are like grasshoppers. And as you have spake in His ear, as I live, declares the Lord, Numbers 14:28, as I live, declares the Lord, as you have spake in my hearing, so shall it be unto you. What do you speak in God's ear? Do you speak His promises? Do you speak faith? Amen? Or do you speak fear? Do you speak doubt? Do you speak unbelief? Like what they did. We will not go up. You can't have it unless you believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Don't waver. James 1:5, he that wavereth from the Lord shall not receive. He's talking about prayer, but I think it goes to the Word of God as well. The engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls, it's able to deliver you, if you'll only believe it. See, James, it starts in the first chapter, the first about trials, about tribulations, and it goes to prayer, but then it goes to the Word of God. And faith in the Word of God, and faith obeying the Word of God. And that's how we overcome our trials, is by prayer, and then believing what we're praying for, and by believing His promises. And obeying them. Don't be a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. It doesn't do you any good to be a hearer only. Amen? You're deceived if you're a hearer only. Glory be to God. You're not saved by your works, by your obedience. Amen?
No.
But we obey because we are saved. Amen. It's a confirmation that you're saved. You obey the word of God. You love the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Whew. Amen. Numbers 14:22 I have. But it's true, Numbers 14:21 and 22, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. That's how big He is. I just told you that He fills the world with His glory. There's no one bigger than God. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Keep your eyes on Him, on His promises. Yea and amen. Don't doubt, don't add to it. 14:22. Because all those men which have seen my glory, he's talking about the Israelites, and saw my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, have now tested me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. You have to hearken to the voice of the Lord. You have to first believe that Scripture is the voice of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And that God can do what He says He can do. It effectually worketh in them which believe. Glory be to God. And don't add to His Word. Doctrines, the Scripture. You see, Romans 16:17, mark them that cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid those that cause you to stumble. They destroy, shipwreck your faith. You see, by elevating men's teachings and men's doctrines, elevating it to the place of Scripture. Matthew 15:7-9. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Teaching for commandments, doctrines of men. Your heart is far from God. If you're elevating, if you're following men's teachings and men's doctrines and men's commandments, and elevating it to the place of Scripture, your worship is empty. Your worship is worthless, it says. Don't add to God's Word. You see, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God, you will always be, when you oppose God's Word, you add to it, you take from it. First of all, Revelation says, 22:20-21 says that if you add to the words of this book, you'll be cursed. If you take from the words of this book, you'll be cursed. And He will correct you, and you'll be found a liar. Your sin will find you out. You see? Men's word will profit you nothing. Amen. God's word endures forever. Hallelujah. His word will endure forever. Amen. Don't alter it. Don't change it. Don't add to it. There's a curse. See, there's a blessing. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And we have a lot of people doing that today. Adding to God's Word, taking from God's Word, teaching the grace of God as a license to sin. Teaching the money gospel, that you can buy God's blessings for money. There's many people distorting God's words today. And I'm telling you, it's an empty worship. Study to show rightly divide the word of truth. The Spirit has promised to lead you into all truth. Truth matters. Doctrine matters. Teachings matter. Line upon line and precept upon precept. Amen. Don't add to it. Don't take from it. Revelation 1, 1 through 3. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by an angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophet, and keep those things which are written. You see, for the time is at hand. And the time is at hand for the coming of the Lord. I heard an angel flying in my room saying, "The Lord cometh, the Lord cometh." God does still speak to man. I was in a prison cell in a cloud of God. That cloud that followed Israel by day and a fire by night came into my cell. And the same word he spoke to Moses, he spoke to me. I am. God still speaks today. Not new revelation, but confirming the old revelation. He confirms his word. He speaks to the law and to the testimony. Never outside this word. It's always biblical. To the law, to the testimony. The prophetic word's still here. But it confirms the word of God. The prophetic word we have now confirms the word of God. The prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they weren't prophesying anything new. They were just confirming what Moses had already said in Deuteronomy. That if you rebel against me, you'll be scattered across the earth. You see? Jeremiah prophesying the Babylonians are coming to carry you away is only really a fulfillment of what Moses had already said would happen to them if they rebelled against God. He confirms the word today. The prophetic word will confirm Scripture. It's not adding to God's word. It's not taking from God's word. It confirms what God already said. Amen. And He's coming. And that's really, to me, what this message is all about. Learn the lesson of the fig tree. Matthew 24, 32 and 33. Learn the lesson of the fig tree. When you see these things coming, you know that summer is nigh. When the branches put out its leaves, and the branches are tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So also when you see all these things that he's talking about in Matthew 24, you know Jesus is coming, even at the very gates. It's what it says. I see those things all over the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Noah. And so shall it be. We are every imagination of man's heart's evil continually. We're in that time. A rampant, rabid push of homosexual marriage and giving our children to homosexuals to raise. Murdering. We don't have a next generation. The world can't last 30 more years of shedding the blood of children. It won't survive. Hundreds of millions of men in China will never be married because they've aborted all their female children. This playing is a house of cards. There aren't workers to pay the taxes to keep this machine going. You have to have a next generation. We've killed off 70 million workers in this country. You understand? We won't have. There's more dogs in homes than kids. Women aren't getting married till their 30s. They're not having children till their late 30s. The roles of everything is upside down. And he comes with 10,000s of his saints. And there is no pre-tribulation rapture. The resurrection of believers, Jesus said in John 6, four times he said it, is the last day. And I will raise you up the last day. Last means final. The final day. The last day is when the Lord Jesus Christ, the harvest, the gathering, is the end of the age. Termination of time. We enter into eternity. A falling away. The Antichrist comes. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, talking about don't be worried that this day has already happened, he said. But before the Lord comes, there's a falling away and the Antichrist comes. There's an order in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, of what happens before Jesus comes. People said, oh, Jesus should come now. There's not anything that has to happen for Jesus to come. That's not true. We're in the midst of the falling away right now. And the Antichrist must come, Paul said. 2 Thessalonians, second chapter. Then Jesus will come. After the lying signs and wonders, then Jesus comes for His bride, the last day. Man, that's just not biblical. Pre-tribulation, right? So what I'm saying is that things are going to get worse and worse. Evil men are going to get worse and worse. You see? And things are going to get harder for believers to buy and sell and not be able to live in this world. But you're going to have to keep your eyes on Christ. You're going to be tested. Amen? You're going to have to believe Him. You see, His wrath is not for you. He's not appointed you to wrath, but we'll be here when the wrath is being poured out. The children of Israel were not taken out of Egypt when God was pouring out His plagues and His wrath upon Egypt. They weren't taken out of Egypt until after the plagues, until after the judgment. But not one plague came nigh them. Psalm 91. No evil shall befall you, and no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. It's a prophetic song. And as He preserved the children of Israel in the land of Goshen, it was dark in Egypt, light in Goshen. Plagues were striking Egypt, nothing in Goshen. You see? Amen. Only believe. You're going to have to believe. Things are going to get harder and harder. Great tribulation's coming. And if you can't see that, you know, but anyway, I'm willing to stand and debate anybody on this. How can you get past that? Four times in John 6, Jesus says the resurrection is the last day. Not 7 years prior to the last day, but the resurrection is the last day. The mortal putting on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:53. You see, the mortal put on immortality. The last trumpet, last. End of age, end last finality, not 7 years prior. You see, that's a whole other teaching. But be ready. You see, be ready. In the Word, in prayer, preparing yourself, asking God to lead you into truth. Study to show thyself approved. You see, believe the Word will work for you, in you. It effectually worketh in you. It'll transform you. It will save you if you believe it. And the evidence, that faith, it won't profit you unless you obey. You see, even the devils believe. So you must obey. Don't add to it. Don't take from it. Amen? Don't follow men. Follow God. Our heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. We're not afraid of evil tidings. Our heart, death is, to die is gain. Death means instant glory. To die is gain, the Apostle Paul. You see, you'll never die. But you're not going out in some invisible secret rapture. There's no such thing in the Bible. It's audible. It's visible. You can see it. You can hear it. As lightning comes from the east, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And He shall gather His elect from the four corners of the to the ends of the earth. He will gather them. But you're going to see it. You're going to hear it. As He left Acts chapter 1, the angels, as He left in a cloud, so He's coming in the cloud. And as you see Him leave, the angel said, so shall you see Him return. You understand? They saw Him leave, so shall He be seen when He returns. That's the Word of God. There is no secret, invisible rapture. It's not in the Bible. I've looked. Nobody wants to go through tribulation, persecution, pain. Who wants to go through those things? But God, it's through much tribulation you enter the kingdom of God. God's people have always been persecuted. God's people has always gone through tribulation. It's an unbiblical doctrine. This world has always had a government and a world leader that has persecuted God's people. Nebuchadnezzar, Pharaoh, Caesar, Nero, always had a governments of the world and world leaders that persecute God's people. You will be here. Be ye ready. Be prepared. Amen. Draw nigh unto God, He'll draw nigh unto you. Amen.
Amen.
Just believe. Whatever you're going for, find His promises and believe Him. Obey Him. Amen. And you'll see His glory. Amen. You'll enter into that rest. You'll find that rest. He will give you rest. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Believe He died. Believe He was buried. Believe He rose from the dead. And He'll give you rest. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you.